In southern Louisiana, property owners have hit an impasse over their plans to log cypress. Environmentalists say the swamps where the trees grow are too fragile to survive clear cutting. Still, it's not environmental issues that have silenced the chainsaws. It's the Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps isn't worried about the trees. It's worried about the roads built to reach them. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren has this second of two reports.
To understand the conflict, we head down to Livingston Parish, Louisiana. Two state foresters lead us to a spot that was logged about a year ago.
Hopefully we won't encounter anything. We don't any unfriendlies in the way of reptiles.
Paul Fry swats at the brush with a long stick as we balance on a series of felled trees. Loggers put them here as a makeshift road that stretches a mile into the swamp. Forester Tony DeBosier explains why.
They'll actually cut the trees, lay them on the ground so that the equipment can run over the trees and not dig deep ruts into the ground.
During the tour, DeBosier gets a call on her cell phone from one of the loggers.
Matter of fact, if you want to hang on, I'll call the Corps right now.
He's a local, and he wants to know if he can return to Louisiana and cut cypress.
I'll try to get an answer for you, and I'll call you right back.
Later, we reach the logger, George Kroom, by phone.
I've been in Georgia, South Carolina, all up down the East Coast because I haven't been allowed to make a living off my own land.
He blames the federal government for his problems.
Been trying to cut this timber for a long time, and the Corps of Engineers keeps shutting us down.
The Corps' complaint is not with the actual logging, but with the log roads that Kroom and others build to reach trees deep in the swamp. The roads are supposed to limit environmental damage, and the Corps says they can't be built without permits. The 1899 Rivers and Harbors Act gives the Corps authority to regulate structures built in navigable waters. And for decades, the agency has interpreted that to mean everything up to the high water mark of a river, bay, or lake. That includes cypress swamps, where the Corps has stopped five logging projects. State Forester Paul Fry thinks the agency is overreaching.
You have to be awfully imaginative to think that you can navigate any of these properties. It's hard for me to understand how on a piece of private property where there's no opportunity for the public to access by boat that the issue of navigation would even come up.
The local timber industry asked Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter to stop the Corps. He attached an amendment to a bill in Congress to do just that.
I've spent a lot of time looking at the law, and I've become convinced that the Corps' interpretation is completely out of bounds. By their new definitions and application, I'm going to need a Corps of Engineers permit to put my kid's trampoline in my backyard.
We are not going to go down the road of looking at very small structures in backyards especially.
Mark Sudol is the Corps' regulatory chief in Washington.
We're looking at larger structures. These roads, you've seen them, they're hundreds of feet long. There are multiple logs of multiple sizes.
Corps officials stress that the landowners probably would get permits if they applied for them, but it could take a lot of time and money. The Corps officials refuse to comment on Vitter's amendment, but environmentalists in Louisiana and Washington say its impact could reach far beyond Louisiana. Joan Mulhern is a lawyer for Earth Justice.
We're talking about a lot of activities in a lot of waters that could be threatened.
Potentially, power lines could be erected in a shallow section of the Columbia River, a restaurant on stilts built in marshes beside Lake Michigan, or a radio tower set up in a wetland in the flight path of a military airbase.
Wherever there's a private property interest under the Vitter Amendment, the Corps of Engineers would have its hands tied and couldn't act to prevent activities that would threaten water quality or flood control or the other benefits that those natural wetlands currently provide.
Nor could they weigh public security interests or transportation concerns. It might also mean loggers in Louisiana could begin cutting countless acres of cypress trees. Ironically, the same bill that would remove this last obstacle to logging those cypress forests also authorizes $2 billion to restore the coastal areas where the trees now grow. And it is Senator Vitter who wrote both of those provisions. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.